Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause, the mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Hawn.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank
next
you very
question.
Much.
Dave Wannstedt.
Molly and Hawn, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. We love our chance to talk to Coach Wannstedt. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
I am doing great, fellas. Yes, in fact, Molly, you were part of a conversation here last Thursday night or Sunday night. My grandsons, the Napletons, they had their final baseball game, and the expert Uncle Bob showed up to give his evaluation. So. We get into some old dorm stories of Molly.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it was very interesting.
I had, I'm sure you were told I had great personal habits and was a very.
That's why you're a star today. It all started back in that college dorm. Yes.
Oh boy, yeah, my old roomie Bob Napleton. What a great man. Dave, we sit here and we look at this Bears season unfolding in front of us. In this. Seems like kind of this great moment where the defense steps up, they get just enough from the offense, and they beat a team like Tampa, they beat a player like Tom Brady. I mean, we can pick it apart, but it's a statement game on this year, and yet they are now not even favored going into Carolina. The odds makers don't seem to believe. We turn around everywhere. We turn around. People are saying, yeah, the Bears, well, they could be this. They could be that. I mean, winning is really everything. And even the coach comes out and complains about his offense after a victory. It just seems like we're never satisfied in this town.
Well, yes, but, you know, if you really dissect it close, and I think that's what's happening a little bit, I mean, be honest. I mean, how many – the Bears are setting records for comebacks, for being, you know, 17, 20 points behind and finding a way to win. That's all good. The wins, the W's at the end of the year, no one's going to care. They're just going to add up how many wins you have. You know, that's the way this league works. So, but, you know, from a week-to-week basis, you're watching the tape and you're watching – last week, Tampa Bay have 11 penalties. Tom Brady's, you know, third downs. Everyone said we were great in third down, which we were. Tom Brady had one third down the whole second half that was less than 10 yards. I mean, that's unheard of to try to convert. So there's a lot of factors I think that people are looking at. And I think the Bears have a top of the 25% defense in the league, and their offense is probably in the bottom 25%. I mean, that's where they're at. Now, can the offense improve as Nick Foles gets maybe more comfortable with the offense? They definitely, there's a lot of room to improve. So I think they're sitting in a good situation right now. I really like them this week against Carolina. I mean, I really do. I think they match up against Carolina's defense is you know, better than they did against Tampa's defense or Indy's. The Bears offense, that is. And then on the other side, the Bears defense is going to match up well against anybody. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's having a great comeback year. You'd have to give him, you definitely got to give him credit for that, the quarterback of Carolina. But, you know, Christian McCaffrey, their best player, I don't, he's, if he plays, he's not going to be full speed. So, you know, that's the advantage of the Bears. And you got to get some of these things. I remember we made our Super Bowl run. We caught a few teams that did some crazy things, and there were a few injuries, and that's all part of it. You got to have the stars aligned right to make a big push. I truly believe that.
Dave, head coaches don't say anything accidentally. So when Matt Nagy sounded like he was in a bad mood on Friday, the day after the victory, and he talked about his offense needing to be better with the, quote, freaking details of everything, he sounded like he was directing it towards somebody, whether it was a position group, whether it was a specific player, whether it was his assistant coaches. Who do you think he was aiming that criticism toward and what he wanted to accomplish with it?
Well, probably everyone, the coaches included, you know, and it's a lot easier to come out and say that when you win than when you lose. Everybody accepts it as kind of a, okay, we're a lot more coachable coming off a loss when you put that tape on. Coaches are, and players. So, you know, he got that right. There's no question about that. And I don't know. I mean, what did they do really good? You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I was watching the game and I said, okay, yeah, their running game's okay. I mean, I think it can be 100% better with Montgomery. I wouldn't give anybody the ball in third down except him or in the goal line. I mean, he's breaks tackles, makes guys miss. You know, and the passing game was okay, but you know, I didn't see Nick Foles made a couple great throws there on those blitz things. And I was talking to Michael Vick this weekend out in LA at Fox, and he says that throw with, you know, they were together at Philadelphia, and that little blitz release thing with the back coming out and that little wheel route that he hit Montgomery on. He says that they work on that all the time, and he says he can remember Foles completing that thing. That's one of his favorite passes. He says that little lob pass there. And so, you know, the Bears go. Tampa Bay got a little greedy, and the Bears took advantage of it at the end. That's the reality of it. If Tampa doesn't blitz, they don't run that play. If the Tampa's playing zone, they don't run that play. But when you blitz, everybody's man for man, and you got a choice. You either let the back stay in and block, or you send them out. And they sent them out, and they made the completion.
Dave, when we talk about where they're at and Matt Nagy's response to that, how easy is the details, the freaking details, how easy is that to correct in season? They don't practice a lot. They've got different guys. I mean, look, I'm with you on the running game. You know, they managed like 28 yards, 35 in back-to-back weeks, but now they're facing a different team that will allow 5 yards a carry. So maybe you get the running game going. They're also down a guard, and it's a big issue, although usually replacement players know how to run block. It's pass blocking that becomes a problem.
Yeah, I think that this will be a like I say, I like the Bears offense. This is the best matchup that, in my opinion, that they have had against an opponent's defense in 3-4 weeks. So they should be able to take advantage of it. And if they can run the ball and if they make a commitment to running the ball, then maybe we'll see some play action passes, some of the big chunks. And I think that's what has to happen and has to happen early. You got to get a lead here at some point. And then you talk about your defense really shining. I mean, go ahead and get a 10-point lead and then let these guys play. It's a completely different mentality for a defensive football team. And that's where the Bears are at right now. They've got to find a way. And the only way you're going to get big chunks in the passing game, the only way, unless people just blitz you outright, which they're not going to do often, unless they're going to blitz you outright, the big chunks come off the play-action pass when you are running the football. So it's as simple as that. There's we can draw it up any way you want, but that's the reality of it.
Dave, when you saw Nick Foles and Matt Nagy in an animated conversation on the sideline, what went through your mind, and what was the most animated discussion you ever had on the sidelines with a quarterback?
Oh, are you kidding me? I remember my first year, Jim Harbaugh. God, and you know how I love Jim. We came off, and every player we had on offense on the field at the time, we were playing Detroit here. We were 7-5, I think. And they, you know, they were obviously a real good football team with Barry Sanders and company. And we had, I don't know, Terry Obey, Bobby Christian, Ryan Wetnight. We had like five free agents. Tom Waddle was the only guy that had played. And I think that we used up every roll of tape on Tom that day in the training room to get him on the field. And we came off, and Jim starts screaming at me. Nobody knows what to do except Tom. And I said, well, then tell him what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Then don't throw him the ball. Run. You know, I mean, and it was a classic. Oh. Jim was so frustrated. He says, no one knows what to do. I said, well, then tell him what to do. I don't, you know, or just run, Jim. I don't know what to tell you. But we hurry up. You know, we're on the clock. Get back in there, you know. I really didn't have an answer for him. I mean, nobody didn't know what to do. I don't know, except Waddle, you know. But anyway, that's one of the fun. Oh, I've had some heated ones too, trust me. Oh boy, my man Charles Haley and I had some great conversations on the sideline. But anyway,
that's awesome. Dave, that argument was about the quarterback wanted to, he felt he had the defense on its heels and he wanted to keep things going quickly, but they had gotten into the red zone and the coach had a play he wanted to run. So that's what the slowdown was, and that's what the frustration was. And, you know, I don't know where you're at on that, about a coach that has a play in his hip pocket that he's desperate to use versus a quarterback that smells blood in the water and wants to keep attacking. And, you know, I just think that Matt Nagy, whenever you hear him talk, even when he gets mad about the freaking details, that's all about the offense. You know, he doesn't really spend that much time talking. And you were a defensive guy, but you were a head coach, so you had to talk about everything. I just wonder if he's too myopic in his view of that offense versus the entire team.
Well, when you're calling the plays, you can get that way. And I was that way on the defensive side for a while. I mean, deep down, when you're kind of competing against each other, I mean, your emotions come out that way. So, you know, he's totally invested. And the good news is that he trusts Chuck Pagano, and there's defensive guys that he doesn't need to get involved there much. But, yeah, I don't know what play they ran when him and Foles had the debate. I hope it wasn't that double reverse for -3, because if that was the play, then Nick Foles, I guarantee, he looked over the sidelines with a little smile on his face, you know. So if I was at Matt Nagy, that would upset me. Trust me, you know, I want to run this play and we lose 3 yards. So that may have been the play. Now that you're saying, I'm trying to go through the game in my mind real quick here. That might have been the play.
Dave, that's awesome. God bless you. Great catching
Great stuff,
up. Appreciate
Dave.
It.
Take All care, right, coach. Guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.